The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey, this is Logan Seculo, Seculo Brothers Podcast. Before we get to that, I want to tell you quickly about our friends at Lear Capital. If you feel like your hard-earned money is shrinking fast and you see what's going on all across the news, you need to check out owning gold and silver through Lear Capital, the ultimate protection hedge against inflation. What you need to do, give them a call, 800-430-2919.
This is the Seculo Brothers Podcast. We want truth, no more lies, no more lies. We speak how we feel, no more compromise. Take away our freedom, huh? Now, this is America, land of the brave and a home of the free, and a country full of people feel just like me. Land of the brave and a home of the free, and a country full of people feel just like me.
Hey, welcome to the Seculo Brothers Podcast. I'm Jordan Seculo.
This is Logan Seculo. We're broadcasting live right now. We do have some breaking news that is just coming out.
Yes, which is troubling, which is something we've been worried about the entire time, that the war in Ukraine would spill over into NATO allies, and now it has. A missile, is it Poland?
Yeah, we're getting all the information. Will, do you have the basic information? We know that what the report is right now, and again, it is a report. The White House has not confirmed this yet, but we at least know something happened. And that the Russian missiles, this is according to CBS News and some other news sources, Russian missiles crossed into Poland, killing two. And that's what some of U.S. officials are saying. What I guess is unclear right now is whether they're reporting that it is Russian-based, but
the
there
US
is
the U.S. will not confirm that yet.
But again, escalating a already incredibly long, I mean, it's not long in the grand scheme of things.
NATO.
Excuse me?
NATO gets invoked right away.
And then that opens up a lot of doors to a lot of things that have to happen or could happen. Because as we know, as we've talked about this for the last year or so almost now, 7 to 8 months, when a NATO country is attacked, there's part of that agreement that means a lot of other countries have to react.
Yeah, Article 5 NATO, there's mutual defense. Now, if the threat is done, aka this was an actual accident.
And that's what some people are thinking. It was an accident. It did not. It went further than it should.
The reaction would be they likely would gather under Article 4 and say, this is a problem with war. Unfortunately, sometimes it spills over into other countries, but we don't have to escalate further.
Yeah.
What I'm worried about is this is the left and the Democrats have been looking for a time to escalate this conflict.
Yeah, to bring this into a full-fledged war with us included.
This is good for the economy.
Yeah.
It helps you. If you look at the history, how do you get out of bad inflation and recessions? Start a war. Now, I don't like that, but.
But it's been the MO.
Yes.
For a long time. So look, I mean, I think we have to take it seriously. You obviously don't, we're not here. Usually we come on, we're goofing and talking and joking around. Now that we won't get to that in a little bit, but we can't pretend this isn't happening. This isn't breaking news. There is a bit of sound. This is from, who's this? Well, Brigadier General Patrick Ryder. This is from a Pentagon update just from a few moments ago.
I don't want to speculate or get into hypotheticals. When it comes to our security commitments and Article 5, we've been crystal clear that we will defend every inch of NATO territory. Right now, we are aware of the press reporting on this. We have no information at this time to corroborate those reports, but again, are taking them seriously and looking into them. And so I will make sure that we provide you with any updates as soon as we have them.
I mean, the U.S. didn't jump to say Russia. That's because they know the seriousness of this allegation.
Yeah.
The U.S. gets up there and says, this was a Russian missile. Then you have to answer those questions. Did Russia do this intentionally? If so, do they need to respond? How do you respond? What's proportional?
Yeah, in the press reports.
This is how you walk toward into a war.
The press reports that are throwing Russia in there immediately are saying, are citing U.S. intelligence sources. So sources within there.
So the U.S. Off the record,
he's saying it's Russia. Right. Again, a little squirrely in that, but not something to, as you said.
No joke, because you start responding this.
You heard what he said. We're prepared to you know, respond every inch of NATO territory.
Ukraine, this is what said. Ukraine, they respond back with a missile. Guess what we've started?
World War.
World War III.
Yeah. And Ukraine, we talked about this today, not a member of NATO.
But Poland is.
But Poland is. What I'm saying is we've kind of been able to stay a little bit out of it.
Yes.
From the binding agreements that we have.
From the binding agreement, right? We're helping in the sense of... Article 5 cannot... Pieces of paper cannot force you to go to war. But what it can be is a justification for your leaders to go to war. I'm not claiming it's a false flag. When you have countries this close shooting missiles at each other, it's actually surprising that it's taken this long for it to spill over into another country. But Poland could respond. They get to defend their citizens. Two were killed.
As they
likely
should.
By a Russian missile.
Yeah.
If so, we have to stand with them. Now, it should be proportional. If it was accidental, again, Russia's been condemned. They've been cut off economically. You have to look at other options. Hopefully, I hope for our world and for the people who lost their life. Yeah. More people don't lose their life in Poland because of this. But it is eerily similar to how bigger conflicts start.
Yeah, exactly. That's what my big concern is as well, is it just feels like, well, this is sort of the bubbling over point. This is the part where you can actually see big issues arising. And if that's the case, what do we do about it? And truth be told, look what you just elected. Look what's been elected for the last few years. These are not a group, even though they pulled out of Afghanistan horribly, this is not a group that's, like you said, not afraid to go to war. And not that it wouldn't be justified in some sense, but the conversation starts to really happen of when is it, like I said, when is it proportional?
Yeah, and how do you respond proportionally? Yeah. People got killed. So.
Yeah, it isn't just like a building or a car.
Or an empty place.
You're talking about multiple people, two people, at least, of right now, at least two people that have died from this, according to reports. And that shouldn't be laughed off or not taken seriously. Now, the news is going to move on from other things until that this is utilized. And we know tonight is supposed to be the night that President Trump.
I forgot about it for a second.
Yeah, for a second there, we were focused on World War.
DeSantis hit back, by the way.
I didn't see that.
DeSantis responded. This is the first time I think he's directly done it. He just said, look at the scoreboard from Tuesday night.
Oh, that's a good. I mean, I don't want to say it's a good response, but it's a pretty brutal response.
Hey, politics. I'm always honest.
If he's going to be the front runner, I mean, he is the only one I feel like that had the real decisive.
He got asked
landslide.
About it. He didn't bring this up intentionally. Yeah. He got asked about by the press. He couldn't ignore it anymore. The Lord knows what Donald Trump could say about DeSantis tonight, like it or not.
Yeah, I guess probably likely will.
His MO, as we say, has been usually to name and shame. That's been like his whole personality, is that he's not afraid to call you out.
Mm-hmm.
But DeSantis did hit back. That's the first time I think he's direct.
Yeah, I think it's the first time he's ever responded to. I mean, look, the guy in 2016 or 2018 had ads where he was, you know, Little Trump.
Yeah.
So it is interesting. We talked about this.
It's been a falling out that's been happening for months.
Yeah, but it's interesting that we talked about this, that I would almost more understand a conservative, as much as I do like Ron DeSantis, and support definitely some of the policies that President Trump had, that the alternative to Trump is kind of...
A mini Trump.
I don't want to say a mini Trump, because I don't want to say mini, but it's not dissimilar.
I don't mean that size.
I just mean it's not dissimilar messaging.
It's still
woke
MAGA.
Agenda. It's pretty MAGA. Opposed to, if I would more understand if you said, well, I'm going to support, you know, some middle-of-the-road candidate.
Jack Kemp.
Yeah,
not Jack. Not Jack
Kemp. Yeah.
There's a lot of names floating around today.
Kemp, or even people that
who's still very conservative, but I'm not.
They're more traditional.
Just traditional candidates. They've worked their way up through the politics.
They act and talk the way you think presidents would talk. Kind of. Yeah, I don't know.
From the South.
Yeah, from the South.
Our Bulldog fans.
But that's even part of it. Who does Donald Trump cheer for? America.
Football game.
Right. Whoever. Football game.
I think he's a Yankees fan.
Is he? I don't know.
He seems more of a Yankees than a Mets guy.
Oh, yeah, but I really don't know. I don't know much about his sports affiliation. I don't know if he has.
Well, he's
but that's
owned
what I'm
AFL.
saying is
He's like been, he's owned it before.
He owned the USFL.
USFL.
Yeah.
That was Herschel.
Right. That was where Herschel went. I think that, but that to me has been interesting discussing it today beyond the obviously breaking news that's coming out is that maybe there is there's an appetite for a Trump-like person.
The policies, the agenda, yeah. And the kind of attitude.
And kind of attitude. But maybe just they want something fresh.
Yeah, we'll see. Rod's smirking when he does this. He's not like, in a sense, it's not done in like horribly nasty. It's done in that, remember how you said this will all start if it was a campaign?
Okay, this is very odd.
It's fair.
This is very odd.
What now?
This is NBC's top line. I did not search this. This is like a top article that came out a few years ago, but it popped up. Maybe it just overheard me. And it's, oh, you will send me this. I'm sorry. Will send me this. It broke up Poland breaking news. What came to me? Will came to me. All the president's Yankees held Trump's long affair with the team foreshadowed his presidency. I thought I was just being TikToked into that showing up because what happened was a big pop-up came up. The Polish government has convened an emergency meeting after reports of explosion near border with Ukraine. Now they're saying explosion near border.
It allows you to walk it back. It says, this is very close. Even the Russians could come out and say, this is an accident. Or, you know, this is a 19-year-old tank commander who didn't measure correctly.
Yeah, I mean, NBC News is now saying what caused the reported explosion is not clear.
So that's a false flag.
Unconfirmed news reports that the blasts were caused by Russian rockets hitting a town a few miles from Ukraine, whether intentional or by mistake, raised fears of escalation.
Yeah.
The spokesperson for the National Security Council said we've seen these reports out of Poland and are working with the Polish government to gather more information. So, yeah, it's already being walked back a little. And you're probably right, probably to try to de-escalate. Because, look, you may say the Democrats or whatever want to go into war. There are a lot of people who do not.
I don't think there's a lot of Americans that don't want to go to war.
I think Poland wants to go into war.
Probably not, no. Not with Russia. No, no. Not be at the front line again.
No,
they've been the front line a few times.
Yeah, historically. But then again, you have Senator Chris Coons saying we can do and should do everything possible to come to Poland's defense. I hope the Russians will promptly take responsibility, identify this as a mistake, if it in fact is a mistake, and provide compensation and commit to no more strikes with some buffer of the border.
That's fine.
I love that we're like, that is so odd still though, man. That I know
we're
the
coming to your defense, but also, but not really. You accidentally killed a couple
people. If you killed a couple people and you're by close to the border, so it's fine. That is so where NATO feels kind of corrupt in that
concept. Well, that's why NATO doesn't work.
You know what I mean?
Real NATO, you know what they would have done already? Hit missiles with Russia.
Yeah.
Struck back.
Done the Israel style. You hit us with a couple rockets, we barrage you with 1,000 missiles. No.
The problem is, Russia has nuclear weapons.
Yeah, you can't. It's
getting nuclear weapons.
That's why they're walking everything back, all right?
Yeah, because they got huge nuclear weapons. They got such big nuclear weapons pointing our way.
Okay, I don't need more stress right now. Thank you very much.
Well, I mean, this will be interesting. Does he address any of this tonight, President Trump? Might not be big enough news by now.
I don't know because it's already kind of cycling off.
This is going to be up to NATO to decide. It's not up to Russia. It's up to NATO now if they want to utilize this as a reason to hit back at Russia. And you can justify other things. You don't have to just hit back with missiles. You could cyber attack their entire infrastructure tonight. It's pretty cold in Russia right now.
You can get that new FBI software, the Penguin or whatever it's called.
Pegasus. Buy that from Israel and you hack Putin's phone. What you find out is he's probably very boring.
Putin?
Yeah.
I don't think boring.
But he does have the cool dancing yacht, like the yachts and the...
He rides bears. I don't know if you've seen this.
No. Do you still believe in the TikTok propaganda? He's never ridden a bear. He rides horses bareback. He knew a guy that wrestled a bear.
That was Davy Crockett, Logan.
Wrestled a bear?
Killed him a bear when he was only 3.
No, but I knew, and I at least spent some time with Tracy Smothers, pro wrestler. He's passed away now. And he was famous for wrestling a bear.
Like as a child?
No, like a professional wrestling.
Like in Cherokee?
No, it was in, I believe it was in Alabama.
I've seen it.
I believe the bear was sadly...
I've seen a bear in a band in a cage.
No, Jordan, you've not seen bear wrestling.
Yes, I have.
No, you've seen a bear that was like on display. I don't think when you went to Cherokee, they had bear wrestling.
Yeah.
I don't have a memory of that.
I think you were too young.
Yeah, they were like, shield your eyes. But Jordan, you're 3.
It wasn't real
violent. You should look.
I think it was kind of like circusy.
Oh, he was more like bear wrangling.
Yeah, it's like how we went to Russia. They have like lions running around the circus.
Russia. I love George just threw out there. You know, we go to Russia. We used to go to Russia a lot. I mean, we'll be honest.
Yeah. Those chips.
I loved Russia.
What did they say? Don't look him in the eye.
Okay, so we were at a Russia circus.
Indoor, crazy.
Which, by the way, like, there's the ballet, which is, you know, obviously huge there, and there's the circus. And the circus, a lot of the performers you see in America in the circus are Russian. It's like where the art form still is really strong.
And the animal rights.
And the animals, they don't care about the animals. So, yeah, there are tigers and lions, legit, like, in the aisles.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they had wranglers or anything.
They had, like, a bro.
They had, like, but still.
Yeah.
Just break out. And so beforehand, I have to find this picture. They had a meet and greet with a chimp, like a big one. And they put him like he was kind of like Bubbles, like Michael Jackson's monkey, like in a little overall suit or whatever he was in, and you could get a picture with him. And you know they don't speak a ton of English, but so they just sit this monkey on my lap and they go, "Do not touch him; he bites."
he's big.
Yo, like 50 pounds.
He bit you. Your face is gone.
Gone. And I'll never forget that. Also, what I won't forget.
Your picture was pretty horrifying.
Oh, I'm like this. Yeah. You know, I'm like terrified.
Why did you get put in that spot?
I think I wanted a picture with the monkey.
It was wild. I remember it.
I like a good circus.
You know, it's a crazy circus because I've been to many. Like, how many of you are like, we went to them all the time as kids.
Circus? I mean, I've been
twice a year?
I've been to 100 circuses probably in my 37 years on this earth.
Pretty normal.
Yeah, the circus would come to town.
And the school would take you?
Yeah, and there was the Shriner Circus. There was the Ringling Brothers Circus.
The Russian one is the only one I'll never forget.
Yeah, the rest kind of bleed all together. That one is
like right on the edge of...
I used to go, and I think they just recently changed to the Garden Brothers Circus, which would specifically go to towns where there were no animal rights laws.
Of course.
And so it wouldn't be like in Nashville. It'd be like in Lebanon, Tennessee. And you'd go, and they still had elephants. And honestly, it was a great show. But the staff was also like the people... in the circus, so they'd be like the guy who would,
life imitating art,
like the guy painting life. Your face was also for like a kid, not my face, like my children would also be the or like they'd be doing the Wheel of Death, you know, motorcycles.
Oh yeah, those guys.
And and then they like, you know, they had all these different kind of things. You could ride an elephant. This only was like a year or two ago, by the way. This is not very long, like right before COVID. And I think recently they had to get rid of the animals. That finally there was not enough towns to go to.
Really,
but. I went. It's another weird story. I remember just, I asked the guy, and it was an interesting crew working at this circus. He was working the inflatable slide during the intermission, which is where they made their money. I go, "Hey, how long is this intermission?" He goes, "I didn't get to sleep at all last night." And that was all he said. I was like, I guess.
He's running the slide?
Yeah, he was running the jump house slide.
That's good.
Yeah.
Take your shoes off?
Yeah, exactly. Jump on in. By the way, I haven't slept in a week. Also, it happened here. It finally happened here. Cold weather arrived. As you can tell probably from just, you got a headache, Jordan? You got something?
Vest.
You got a vest. You're warm. I have warm clothing that I wear when we're not doing the show because I run hot. But cold weather is here, and you know what that means. Colds, flus, all the different things are coming back. And look, we've been talking about this, and we heard from the guys over at Centurion Labs. They're happy with a lot of the response coming from our listeners. We are very, we're using this product.
Yeah.
And we were introduced to it from this advertising campaign. They came to us and said, "We want to try out this product." And we have. I've been taking it pretty much every day. I used Ninja Cough last night.
I've got a little scratchy throat, but I haven't got like.
No, I mean, there's
I've been around people who've gotten very sick.
Right.
And for me, if it's a scratchy throat, we're also talking a lot.
So. And also, it's just got a lot of, like, especially the immunity booster that we've been using, the Defender Immunity Booster, it's got a lot of good vitamins in it, and you can feel it. You feel the difference when you take it. So we want you to check out our friends at Centurion. Go to centurionlabs.com/bros and use the promo code bros. For a limited time, listeners of the podcast get 20% off their first bottle. Again, that's at centurionlabs.com/bros. Promo code bros. Another good thing about them, they support a lot of the same values you do as well. If you listen to this show, even if maybe one of the more popular clips is me talking about how liberal I am, you can go to centurionlabs.com/bros.
What promo was your code bros. Today? Are you allowed to say it?
What's my what?
What's the wordle today?
The wordle today.
Well, you're not supposed to say it.
You know, I was up late. I think I did it in the middle of the night, and I can't remember quite what it is. I'd have to look and find out.
Are you like, is it in the world of Wordle, are you not supposed to say it?
You know, I get up very early.
Because you wrote it for people?
Yeah, yeah. The next day you can talk about it.
So what was yesterday's?
I don't remember. I don't commit them to memory. Once I have it done, it's
over. Is it like a word you've never heard of before?
Not always. Usually they're words you know. And that's where they get, like, and you start guessing weird
like
ones.
Like thinking words.
Yeah. But this morning I almost posted. Because I get up around 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. And usually my first, I usually get up and...
Hit the bathroom.
Hit the bathroom, throw on some clothes. And usually I go to Starbucks. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yeah, you
so I almost posted a picture of me. You know, it's foggy, raining. I'm listening to my Bono audiobook. I had my Starbucks in hand and just said, this is...
Very liberal.
This is the most... Yes, I'm up early. Now I say the people that are up early at Starbucks, they don't feel like the most liberal. They feel like they've seen some stuff. It's usually in a room of people who have just...
Like they either finish the shift or they're like start their second
I
one.
Go 2 to 3 times a week. They're always there. So my assumption is they never leave.
So they don't work.
Or this is pre-work time. This is early.
They don't sleep great.
No, and they all have very deep conversations.
Oh, these are those guys that hang
out. Yeah, yeah. But I was there.
Are they conservative?
I would say they probably...
Lean MAGA?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like I said, they got the Viking haircuts, some of them.
Got to try that one day.
Just go full Viking. I don't know if our hair quite would work with it.
It would take a lot of work to keep it up, but...
You know. Yeah, you grow hair too fast.
It is fast.
I don't grow as fast as you do, so I could maybe manage it. Like, I think when you thought was some sort of rash breaking out of my neck, I'm pretty sure that was some sort of razor burn.
Oh, just to clean up your neck.
Yeah, because I just cleaned up my neck. That's all I have to do.
You might have ringworm.
I've been trying to...
I mean, it was...
I've been trying to get my kids...
Out of nowhere it popped up, but I mean, I sit next to you a lot.
I've been trying to get my kids to...
you can spread that.
Be fine with me shaving off my beard, even if I just grow it back immediately.
They're like, they don't
just I like to clean. Like, one,
try it, try it.
Well, just, I know...
Let it refresh.
It's a mess under there. I know it. It's been like 8 years.
Yeah, it'd be interesting whether it's protected your face, though. From a lot of other
things. I probably have a weird...
You think there's growths?
Well, you know, I don't get sick that often, so maybe that's good. And
he's caught in the beard?
Maybe. Is that a science?
That was the other way around.
Logan's got a beard 95.
I mean, I shampoo my beard pretty regularly. I keep it clean. Keep it trim.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have the...
I've wanted that. I like to do the point. Because I feel like it hides double chins. It makes me look like I'm way skinnier than I am. If you get the point... The full anthrax.
Like Jonah Goldberg.
Well, like Jonah Goldberg, I was thinking Scotty Inn. So, you know, we can find somewhere in the middle.
Are they all never Trumpers?
Scotty Inn? I don't know his political background.
Anthrax.
Probably not the most conservative.
He's probably not going to, like, claim it. His audience.
Yeah, you know, I was listening
pretty bad guy,
to... yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
If you go to Anthrax like Motorhead, in 2022...
Yeah. Well, I told you that when I started going...
You might not vote, but if you do, it's like...
Well, when I started,
but if you do,
when I started to get kind of, as I'm a big Kiss fan, I started going to a lot of their shows, and you start realizing the audience was leaning heavy, heavy Trump. Even where like Ace Frehley, like went to see his show, and he like made a statement against the impeachment, and people went crazy.
I think people are going too negative on Trump a little right now, like undercutting a little bit of how strong he is.
Agreed.
He's not defeated, like totally.
He's not dead yet, like in Monty Python.
No. I mean, when you look at the polls, he's still leading most of them in the Republican primary.
Pretty significantly, right?
By 20 points. A couple of outlier polls have shown DeSantis tied or close, but I'm just saying, for that group who's like just already ready, as they've always been, to kill him off, be weary.
So I'm reading all about the anthrax, their political stances.
It's probably changed over time.
They don't really ever publicly say it, it seems like.
It may be more like anarchy.
I don't know.
Eh,
I don't think it really matters.
Metal
is... You know, I watched, and I actually appreciated
real metal,
it.
People. I'm not talking about the thrash. I'm not talking about the dark metal. Just the Anthrax, Metallica. Mm-hmm.
Kind of pop metal.
A lot of military.
Yeah.
Patriotic. Doesn't mean you vote Republican. I'm not saying you have to, but... I feel like if you're growing up that way, you're probably trending that way.
I watched, so Bill Maher has a new podcast called Club Random.
Is this where he smokes weed?
It's, yes. And it's not my, and that, honestly, if I'm just being completely honest, is the biggest detriment to that podcast.
It gets off like the rails.
He just
For stops, us to say that, too.
He stops tracking what the person is saying. And that's a problem when you have a sober guest. So he had Weird Al on, and he tried to bait Weird Al many times into getting political. And he just kept saying, no, I follow politics. I'm very well aware, but I do not and I will not talk about it. He goes, my audience is not partisan and I'm not going to go there. And what I liked is that he kept, like, he never even flinched. He would make a Trump comment and he would just move right on to the next thing. It was actually pretty impressive. Yeah. And also when the other guy's like, You want to smoke? He's like, no, I'm good. He's like, you want a drink? And he's like, I got to feed you water.
He's still weird now.
Yeah. But I thought that was pretty interesting because it's pretty easy, I feel like, in that world to get baited into having these conversations.
Like Rick Scott versus Mitch McConnell.
Whew.
Again, I don't have a real...
So wait. So what's going on there? So Rick Scott
ran the NRSC. Former Florida governor.
Senator. No, I know who he is, yeah.
No, but for our audience.
Yes.
He had a big role in this election.
Thin, bald man, if you're trying to think of from Fox, you see it on the news. Like, I'm trying to describe what he looks like so you know who you're talking about here.
Yeah. He's very thin.
Yeah, very thin. Like, skeletal, bald. Yes. Skeletor. Yeah. Like, Skeletor from He-Man, not that hardcore. Actually, I liked Rick Scott. I think he was actually a pretty good governor of Florida.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, that's why he's a U.S. senator.
No, yeah.
He's a good governor.
Yeah, I think
he's a successful business guy. He's the one that's decided to challenge McConnell, interestingly enough, for the leader of the minority.
I was about to say, because we're not talking about the House, because that happened also
Kevin
already.
Kevin McCarthy's
pretty much got it.
He'll be the speaker, likely.
Yeah.
I don't know how he wouldn't be, actually, at this point, unless the votes just don't fall our way. We're like one vote away from two.
Yeah, I saw the people that were coming after him were like very, like just not very many.
It's tough. It's a tough job. Most people don't want it.
Yeah.
If you're a high-profile politician already, you don't want that job. What's interesting is that the Republicans are fighting over being the minority leader. I don't even know if Mitch McConnell still wants it. You know,
you think at some point.
But Rick Scott has come out aggressively. It's a kind of a funny fight because I'm not sure they have.
They're not all that different, I guess, probably, right?
Well, and Rick Scott, again, I like him. Not saying anything nasty, his staff listing, anything. He just ran the NRSC, and we lost the seats in the Senate.
That's true.
Is this his time to challenge Mitch McConnell? Now, Mitch McConnell didn't do great either.
Now, Mitch McConnell just did say, I have the votes. I will be elected. The only issue is whether we do it.
When he says stuff like that, he's probably telling the truth.
He's probably right. He's like, the only issue is whether we do it sooner or later.
He scares me.
Mitch McConnell?
In a good way.
Oh, I think I don't think he's bluffing.
Like, I'm from Louisville. And
Yeah, you go through Louisville, there's big billboards.
Run.
What?
Horses.
Oh, the horses, yeah. I like him because he's a politician that people can do good impersonations of. I don't really know how to do, I've never tried, but
Rick
I do
Scott,
like.
You got to have the full on body to even do it.
Rick Scott? Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's a very limited amount of people that can do it. Mitch
I'm
McConnell,
not sure
we can all kind of.
Talking about.
We can all kind of just figure out how to Mitch McConnell all the way through the
He'd
day.
I appreciate it.
I think he would.
He's actually a funny guy.
I never met him.
Super intense.
Super intense. Yeah. See, I didn't even get that. I would get super laid back.
Wouldn't want to cross him.
Sit here with my Kentucky straight bourbon.
That's the play.
But in real life, he's like, give me my bourbon.
Political power broker. Nah, same tone, which can be just as scary as let's end their political career.
Yeah. Let's start World War III.
That's quickly been, within an hour.
When we launched, I feel like it went from breaking news to barely even being mentioned.
Well, it's ice cream time.
It's across all the networks and every front page of every newspaper right now.
Just Fox is
not on my websites.
It's ice cream o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right.
You think? I mean, I do want to know. It's going to be a weird way to tune in tonight. Usually, I think Trump. Part of it was you couldn't get away from him.
Yeah, it was every
First
social
time.
Platform.
Now you have to go look for it.
Well, this will be honestly. So
this is going to be interesting to see, like, does Newsmax get a huge spike because Fox is maybe not going to carry all of
What's
it?
What's the number that you feel like the old days, take us back to 2016, it would be millions of people watching.
Oh, it would be on NBC.
To me, you look
It'd
at something.
It'd be breaking into primetime.
What's probably going to happen tonight is something like an RSBN on Rumble will probably have hundreds of thousands
might
of people.
Might be their biggest day ever.
Maybe half a million. I think there was 300,000 or 400,000 people, I think, watching during.
So this could be their second or first
tease. The tease one.
Tease.
Last Tuesday.
Right. So will people tune back?
Yeah.
Do they feel burned by that? Or they just want to hear
it? I will tune it in if it leaks that it's 100% and if it gets to the point. If it gets 30 minutes
in. It's not going to be a 5-minute speech.
But no, but if he's like, I'm kicking it off. We're doing kind of like coming down the escalator. So
you'll be able to tell by the visual.
Because we texted during that. It's like as soon as he started getting into like super comedy, doing stand-up almost. That it was like, this is not, he's not announcing.
Yeah, he does that because the people wait in line to see him. And he does his thing. And I get that.
And that's different than tonight. Because tonight's at Mar-a-Lago.
This is not the grassroots.
Is this a private?
It's like, yeah, it's people.
Yeah, so hopefully it's just a
more. So it should be a more like serious backdrop. It's not so funny. But, you know, it's not going to be the airplane landing behind him.
Yeah, they're not going to be analyzing which song did he pick.
That's why I'm saying it.
Did he pick In the Air Tonight? Because he could feel it, because there's something new in the air tonight. That was when I was watching that commentary. I was a little bit like, okay.
They should have, like, driving a Ferrari across the causeway.
I just think of that Lindsey Graham ad.
No, it's like, yeah. It's like also like Miami Vice. That song is huge at Miami Vice.
Oh, the In the Air Tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don Johnson coming across.
In the Air Tonight has had two.
I'm not going to say Don Johnson's a Trump fan, but.
Is he?
I feel like he would.
In the Air Tonight has had two, Trump has had running, too many
I feel
lives.
Like he would be at Mar-a-Lago. Do you see what I'm saying?
We saw some artist who
like
said
you'd
recently.
Run into him at Mar-a-Lago pre Trump running. Maybe now he's too.
Don Johnson?
Couldn't you just see them together?
I don't know. I feel like you're running into him at like Nashville Comic Con. Like just kind of like I'm selling pictures.
He kind of had a rebirth.
Did he?
Yeah.
Just like In the Air Tonight, which somehow, like every few years, people are like, have you heard this? I know, exactly. The original Hangover is probably what really kicked that off, but I feel like every few years it comes back to life. It's like Africa by Toto when Weezer did it.
Yeah.
It's these songs, they just come back. They're cyclical.
Phil Collins. Can't get rid of Phil Collins.
Well, he retired, so maybe you can.
Well, but the song. The music. I was like, YMCA. That went away for a while. It was actually kind of like not.
It was just at like
maybe not
cheesy weddings.
For a while.
It was like cheesy weddings would play YMCA.
Yeah, but like it wasn't politically correct to like just. I feel like there was a while where it was like, oh, we all figured out what this is about.
You ever seen the Village People live in concert? I have.
How was it?
I just figured it'd be another thing I could throw
the
out there.
Songs?
Did you take your NPR tote with you?
No.
What are the other songs?
Macho Man.
Okay. Yep.
And I don't know another. I think that's it.
That's pretty much all you need right there.
I'm pretty sure they opened and closed with YMCA. Like, I think it was one of those.
He doesn't use Macho Man, does he?
I saw him playing. In my defense, they were playing at Epcot while I was there. So we walked by and we're like, there's
the Village People.
The Village People.
Let's like the whole thing, the Indian, the.
Everybody. The whole crew. I mean, I don't think any are originals. Maybe, I think one of them
is. Still like in good
he's
shape.
A biker,
still like
maybe. Shirtless. Original.
Still in good shape.
I don't want to speak ill of the Village People. I don't really remember. I feel like they were maybe a little more covered up because they were performing in Disney
That's
World.
That's what I was wondering. Like
yeah.
The chaps and the.
I don't remember. I mean, I remember the Native American being pretty aggressive.
That's still a tits.
Yeah. That's a pretty aggressive outfit.
Yeah, these days you can't just wear around a Native American outfit.
No.
Even saying the term, we have to like say, I'm very careful about just to, we're live.
Yes.
Forgot that for a little bit, but I remembered.
Yeah, oh, good. We're actually broadcasting live right now. I'm not going to go into the history of the Village People. I think we've heard enough.
But that's what will be, is it this tonight? Or is it like...
It could be proud to be an American.
Like, yeah, like more like a Marine Corps band.
Yeah. Can he play Hail to the Chief? Or is that
weirdly? Yes, he's weirdly, though, he has no network with him, major network, including Fox News, though. We said that, and they've confirmed it, basically. So, Fox is showing 12 candidates and not him.
Yeah, that's weird.
And he's the one announcing tonight.
That's a little strange.
They're there. I think they're going to be there. They're going to clip into it. But they haven't committed to, right, to the whole hour and a half or how long?
So the Village People have gone through many different phases. The only original member right now is the man who performs as the cop or the admiral.
Wait, cop or admiral?
I think it depends on the day. The rest have all been replaced many times over. So,
yeah. What year was that initially?
The original Village People?
Really progressive.
In the 70s. I mean,
very progressive.
77. Time. Was the original lineup.
People from that piece, like our parents, they like act like they didn't know anything.
And Will said, you can't be the cop. He used to switch it out, probably in certain cities. Be like,
oh, yeah.
Probably.
Defund the police.
Yeah.
But the Indians fight.
Yeah. I don't even know what the current lineup is. And this is how we'll wrap up this show. I'm sure you tuned in for breaking news about Russia firing missiles.
I'm only talking about because Trump plays the song.
Yeah, he plays YMCA.
He's made it relevant.
He has made it his song. There is a cop, Native American, a GI.
What a move that is.
Construction worker, cowboy, and Leatherman.
What a troll, though, to say.
I'm taking YMCA.
Entire gay community. It's my song now.
Yeah. He did that. He said that on that podcast.
Yeah.
It's very odd.
He knew. It wasn't like he was one of the. See, because a lot of that generation.
He loves
act
those
like
show tunes
know.
And things.
Like a lot of that generation, they act like, oh, we didn't know what these were about.
Yeah.
Like these lyrics were progressive for the time.
Yeah. And also, we know he's a New Yorker.
He loves Broadway.
In his 70s.
Yeah, he loves Broadway. He's in his 70s. You know?
He's not metal. The guy, people see him, they think...
The only thing he's met, he loves the music video to November Rain, according to...
Who doesn't?
According to Sarah Huckabee Sanders in her biography, he said that he would make, like, new staffers would have to come in, and he'd be like, you need to watch the music video to November Rain.
Creative.
I mean, it is great.
Was he married to... Who was that in the video?
Nothing lasts forever. That's my Axl. That's pretty good.
Superbottom? That's pretty good.
I know. I think if I did karaoke doing Axl, I could do it pretty good.
That's a big song to do, though. It's a long commitment.
Well, you need some more. Come on home. I don't know the words.
It's a really
either.
Wild
And then
video.
There's the solo. And then there's it, then there's it
people driving
goes crazy.
Cliffs. There's people cut in half. There's
the wedding.
The wedding goes bad.
Mm-hmm.
The music is good.
Mm-hmm. That's my favorite accent.
Wow. We should start the... Wait, no.
What? Oh, we haven't talked about our friends at Lear Capital yet.
Yep.
We got to talk about Lear Capital. If you're looking for a way to...
We still don't know who's running the House and the Senate.
The world's in flux. Maybe you need to start looking into gold and silver. If you want to learn more, you should call Lear Capital. They're providing a really great service right now. You'll get a free precious metals investor guide by just calling, talking to someone, finding out more information. Give them a call at 800-430-2919. That's how you get your free kit. And you'll see how gold has performed over other precious metals and during times of inflation, government debt, a lot of things that are happening right now. You can feel it in the air tonight that there is unrest in the country,
the
world.
Just an example. Former Arkansas governor, not Sarah Huckabee Sanders, former Asa Hutchinson, is not saying he's going to run for president. So this is going to be the show again. So 14 people versus Donald Trump.
Yep.
I don't know how that.
So you need to start looking at ways you can really start diversifying and finding out ways you can during this time of downturn. It's a good time to look into all the options. Check out our friends at Lear Capital. They're also an American company. They're a conservative company. They are proud to partner with us, and we are proud to be part of their team as well. 800-430-2919. That's 800-430-2919. And we did learn when talking to them, their investment levels at like pretty much all ways you can jump in on.
Yep.
So check it out. Give them a call. There's also a domain, a website you could go to that's specific. Now, I do want to make one thing very clear. If you decide you're going to make this call or you want to check out the website, you need to use our number because they're offering free shipping and up to $15,000 in bonus gold with a qualified purchase. And when you use that number, that tells them you came from us. So that helps us when we have more to do in the next coming months. So make sure you use that number or look at the website that's on our description. Use that domain. Now, don't just Google it because that helps us. Was there an elephant there at the end? I'm sorry.
Did you hear that? Was that my nose?
It was my nose.
Sorry. You need that nasal cleanse cup. One of those cups.
Oh, like the thing that sticks on your nose?
I need surgery.
You just need surgery. Yeah, I just need surgery. All right. Well, to recap, because honestly, we have more people watching on Rumble right now than we had the whole show, so I do want to give people who are watching live.
Donald Trump is likely announcing for president.
Yeah, but I think a lot of also tuned in about the Russia thing. So
Poland.
Let's maybe give like a brief 2-minute recap of that.
So two people were killed in Poland right across the border. Initial response was this was a Russian missiles, not necessarily intentional. Then they started pulling back the story and saying, maybe it was an explosion.
Yeah, they don't know for sure.
So obviously you start talking about NATO, Article 4, which is the convening, Article 5, which is the self-defense. But remember in Article 5, this is really up to these countries. You can utilize something like this to escalate. You can also utilize this to say, shame on you, Russia. There's other things you can attack Russia. You don't have to – proportional response does not mean firing two missiles at Moscow. It could be taking down their electrical grid. Or shutting off some more of their bank, like cyber attacks, things like that. I'm not trying to escalate anything. Please don't.
But we want to give you an update on that. Hey, if you're watching right now, I'm going to encourage you to do one thing. If you're watching on YouTube, subscribe. If you're watching on Rumble, click that follow or that subscribe in the top right corner. You'll see the big button. 4,000 of you have subscribed on Rumble. We really appreciate that. Hit the thumbs up or the plus sign. All of that really helps, especially on Rumble. We want to continue to grow our Rumble base. We love our friends at Rumble. YouTube as well, but Rumble is just, they're always good to us. They feature us, and we really appreciate all their help. So again,
we don't know YouTube.
What?
It's like a YouTube.
You can't even talk to anybody at YouTube. But at Rumble,
we know Rumblers.
We know the people who work at Rumble, and they're good people, and they are providing a free speech platform.
Yep.
Which is much.
Don't have to be afraid about what we want to say. We go live. We say it. Say what we say. Comment on breaking news.
Yes, exactly. So we were able to go live right now, and they provide that service, and we appreciate that. So again, if you're watching on any of the platforms, like, subscribe, comment. We appreciate it. We see all of them.
Well, this is one of those stories where by tomorrow, if you're not reporting it the right way, you might be, oh, you're part of the Russians, or if you're part of this. So we haven't gotten the spin yet. Have you noticed that? That's the story on what happened in Poland has not been spun yet by the U.S. government or the social media platforms. Yeah.
Because they're now all convening to decide what's going to...
How are we going to spin it?
How do we spin it?
Are we going to escalate? Are we going to de-escalate? It's not good.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's wrong. Russia should stop this war. I don't want to use this opportunity. I don't want it to be... I don't want to go to war with Russia. We're dealing with enough in our country.
Yeah. Associated Press said it appears Russian missiles struck Poland about 15 miles from the Ukrainian border. So yeah. We'll see.
So when you have war zones like this, it's pretty
close
contact, say at least. Not like 150 miles inside.
Yeah, we appreciate again, though, all of you watching and tuning in.
And we're not reckless. Like, our country...
Oh, it's very targeted.
We're not reckless.
No.
The Russians, look at their equipment.
I don't know, though. During Afghanistan, we were pretty reckless. I don't remember. We killed a bunch of people.
Occasionally.
A whole family.
Oh, that was recent.
That's what I'm saying.
But that was... The intel was bad.
Yeah.
It wasn't that the weapon, like, went too far.
Yeah.
They thought it was the drone worked.
Yeah.
The targets were better, the wrong target.
We'll see. We'll learn more, I'm sure, in the coming days. Also, we'll learn more after tonight.
This is more like conventional weapons being fired at each other.
We'll learn more after tonight whether President Trump I think there's...
If you're going to put money on the table tonight, where are you putting the money?
More than I would have last week. Last week was I don't know, this feels like they're leaking stuff to us to say stuff to get people to watch before the midterms.
Which they did. And then we lost.
Yeah.
And now he's going to announce.
And now he's still going to announce because he had doubled down. So we'll see. All right. Let's hit the music there, guys.
What day is it?
It's Tuesday, the 15th of November, I believe. Is that correct? Yeah. The Santa Claus.
The outcome of the house is with
Tim Allen comes out tomorrow.
Yet to be determined.
Still waiting.
Looks like the Republicans are going to have... How many times have I said that on this podcast?
Looks like what?
Republicans are going to take it.
Yeah. We said last week it was going to happen. And then, you know.
On Monday, I can say it. Tuesday now is past.
Maybe on Thursday. We'll find out. Thank you guys for listening. Make sure you subscribe, like, comment. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, we appreciate a subscribe and a review. Please write us a 5-star review. Nothing more, nothing less. 5 stars. Make it good. We'll talk to you Thursday on Secular Brothers.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.